Welcome to the Happiness Happens podcast. I'm Simona Costantini, blogger, storyteller, and life enthusiast. Each week, I will bring you an idea, guest, or positive thought to help inspire you to create happiness and live on purpose. We decide the stories we tell ourselves and where we choose to invest our energy. It's time to cultivate a positive mind for a positive, more meaningful life. I'm so grateful you popped in. Now let's get started. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me again on the show. It means so much to me that you show up week after week to listen to these episodes and listen to the inspiring words that I love so much to share with you. It makes me so happy to know that these small words can impact your life in such a meaningful way. So I truly appreciate you being here and sharing this time with me today. I'm so excited today because I've just finished recording another podcast interview for the podcast called How Do You Solve a Problem Like Mariah? And so Mariah and I connected through a podcast group on Facebook, which was so incredibly random. And I believe the post was for people to follow each other's shows. And so we met through this chain of comments and started following each other's shows, listening to each other's episodes, and she has just interviewed me for her show, and I'm hoping to interview her for mine because I would love to make this an interview-style podcast once a month, throw an episode in there that's interview-based. So if this sounds like something you'd like or something you'd be interested in listening to and you want to have guests on the show, please let me know because I want to make this podcast everything that you want to hear. So with that in mind, let me know if you want to hear anyone in particular and your thoughts around making this an interview style podcast. I'll also put up some stuff on my Instagram so you guys can go on and vote and see what the outcome is of that. So what I wanted to talk about today came to me through watching Brené Brown's Netflix original series. I don't know if any of you have watched it yet, but if you haven't, it is honestly incredible. And she speaks of all these incredible things that are so powerful. And one of the takeaways that I got from this show, and it's about an hour and a half long, so it's like watching a movie, it's not a long investment. But one of the things that I took away from this was being a victim. And I really started thinking about this hard and realizing how I've been a victim so much in my own life. And it's funny because we don't always realize these things right off the bat because it takes some work to realize, you know, if you're being a victim in your life. And no one ever really wants to own up to the fact that, you know, yes, I'm being a victim and I am choosing to sit in this emotion right now. Before I started on this path to incorporating more happiness and peace and love in my life, I always felt like I was a victim in my own life. I felt like things were always happening to me and not for me. And if something bad happened, it felt like it was an attack on me on a personal level. And I could never see past that because I had so much judgment and so much resentment that filled me. So every time something would happen, I instantly went back to being the victim in my own life. And I think that I did this as a way to protect myself and as a coping mechanism for all of the things that I wasn't happy were happening. Whether it be something happened at work or if I got in a disagreement with a friend, like nothing was ever my fault and I could never take ownership of anything in my life because I thought that I was the victim and that things were happening to me and that, you know, all these different situations were happening because life was trying to spite me and, you know, someone was trying to make me feel this terrible way. But not realizing that the way other people make you feel is everything to do with you. I learned through this experience that I'm the one who's in charge of my own emotions. I'm the one who's in charge of how I get to react to things. And I'm the one that'll let things bother me or not. And ultimately, I'm the one who decides to sit in stuff if I want to. And so at the end of the day, I'm choosing to be a victim in my own life. And this is exactly what was happening back then. The theme of everything happening to me and not for me is a big one because I feel like a lot of people can relate to this one. If something doesn't go according to our plan or if something happens that is off what we were expecting to happen, we are so quick to blame that one thing for happening, that we don't look inside ourselves to see why that thing might have happened, or why this opportunity was taken away, or, you know, why we didn't get that job, or why we didn't get that promotion, or all these different things. So it's important to remember that things in your life are not happening to you, they're happening for you. And whether you realize the reason or not right now, that's kind of beside the point. What's important is to notice and acknowledge that even though you have not received your most desired outcome for whatever it is you are wanting to do, that has happened for a reason, and it's happening for you, and it's happening for a reason that you don't even know of yet. If I look back on the last year and a half or so of my life, I never in a million years would have ever thought that I would be sitting here recording this podcast episode for you, you know, talking about how I was being a victim in my own life, because I was so wrapped up in my own stuff and I was so wrapped up in my own mind and, you know, not being able to control the outcome of different things, and truly felt like things were happening to spite me and to try and bring me down. The reason why this was my first reaction to different situations is because of the state of my mental health. And mental health is such an interesting topic because it's such a wide scope. Like, honestly, there are so many things and so many different ways you could talk about mental health. But one of the things that I noticed for myself was that even though I've never been diagnosed with depression or anxiety or OCD or anything like that, I still had poor mental health because my initial reaction to things was negative. The choices that I made were negative. And my way of thinking was so dark and so negative that it touched everything in my life. And so, you know, I was talking the other day to Steve and I was like, you know, I've noticed, like, I haven't commented on my own weight in probably almost a year. And he was like, yeah, he's like, you know what? He's like, you really haven't. And I think it has a lot to do with the place that I am in my life right now, because I used to be so unhappy with the way that I looked. And I truly attribute this to having poor mental health and having poor opinions and visions of myself and thinking that I wasn't good enough to do anything that I wanted to do. So when you have those kinds of thoughts and mentalities, they trickle down into your life in ways that you don't even realize that they'll show up. I'd say also that everyone in your life is a mirror. So we see parts of ourselves in other people, whether we realize it or not. Oftentimes, people's strengths can be seen as our own insecurities. So when we look at other people and feel insecure about something and something that they're good at, is often because we feel like we lack that specific thing. So I would always see my insecurities in all types of people, whether they were powerful people and industry-leading people or not. And so coming to the realization of this is super, super key, and it's super powerful, because when we identify all of the different things that we're so unhappy with ourselves and we see them in other people, that's oftentimes why we're judging other people, because we're judging them based on the things we wish we had ourselves or the ways we wish we were. I feel like at this point, we can all see how detrimental this is, because even though you're being kind to someone in person, if you're judging them inside your mind, you're not really being that kind, and you're not being kind to them, and you're not being kind to yourself. So when you're able to finally see yourself for all of the beautiful things that you are and that you do, and truly come to terms with the type of person that you are and the person you want to become, and focus on all of the good qualities that you have, you're able to let go of the parts that you feel insecure about and be confident in all of those insecurities. So again, you guys, it goes back to stories. If you tell yourself a story that you are not fit enough, or that you're fat, or that you're too skinny, or that you're too whatever, you believe that story and you become insecure about that story. And you don't let yourself fully enjoy moments when you're thinking constantly about all the ways that you could be so much better and how the person who's sitting in front of you is 100 times better than you because of X, Y, and Z. I also think that it's important to mention that our insecurities don't always go away overnight. It takes a lot of work and a lot of reflection and a lot of care and love put into ourselves to take these broken parts of us that we call insecurities and turn them into something that we can love and something that we can hold on to. This is just another way that we start to create more happiness in our life because it releases expectations that you have on your own self. And one of the other key things is that you can have good and bad emotions that can exist together. So you can have emotions of, you know, happiness and insecurity at the same time. And they can totally exist together. But the power here is when you're able to accept those good and bad emotions and accept that they can exist together and not judge yourself or judge other people or a situation based on how you feel insecure about something. So it's like taking these two emotions, these two spectrums of emotions, and allowing them to be balanced. So it's almost like a scale. So if you're looking at good and bad on each side, your scale is equal because they can coexist. And the beauty in this is that they can coexist. So even though you've worked through every single insecurity you have, or you feel like you have, you can find yourself slipping back into thoughts of insecurities and all these types of things. And that's totally okay. It's just that one of the most wonderful things is that when you've achieved the level of mental strength that it takes to know that you can be insecure about something right now, but it doesn't need to dictate your whole life and cause you to be an extremely judgmental person, that's when you know that you have found balance on both sides of the spectrum. When you portray yourself as a victim, it's because you're insecure about something or something is not properly meeting your perspective. In order to stop playing the victim in your life, you need to have a shift in mentality. And you need to really see that, again, like I said before, things are happening for you and not to you. It's a change in mentality. It's a change in stories that you tell yourself. And it's just a new way to rewire your brain and rewire the existing thoughts and ideologies that you have to ultimately have better mental health. I'm not saying that this is the cure for every single little thing. I'm just saying that when you actively realize that there is something in your life that is holding you back, or there's a way that you're being that is holding you back from achieving your full potential, it's your job and it's your duty to work through that stuff, right? I mean, no one else is going to do it for you. And oftentimes, you're never really going to figure out what is causing you to feel this way without putting in the work. So I challenge you this week to realize if there are any areas in your life where you're being a victim or any stories that you tell yourself that may cause any insecurities, or if there are parts of you that you see in other people and that may or may not bring the good or the bad out in you. So with that, you guys, wishing you a wonderful week. I can't wait to hop back on here again next week. I have another exciting announcement to make, so we will just have to wait until then. Thanks so much for being here today. I hope these words have brought you inspiration, insight, and a bit more happiness. Please leave a comment or a review if this episode resonates with you. I would be so grateful. Until next time, remember that happiness happens when you're least expecting it.